Call the Plumbing Night at 639-5555, day or night, or on the web at theplumbingnight.com.
Thanks for help bringing the economy back, one local purchase at a time.
Kind of uplifts you and you feel better.
It's the greatest comeback of all time. With Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM. WEEB.
We're going to get into an unsettled pattern by the time we head into the weekend. Friday will be mostly dry, and Saturday we'll see some showers move through. But come Sunday into Monday, that's when we can see the best rain chances develop as we head throughout the next several days. Otherwise, this afternoon, highs will be in the lower 50s. It's going to be nice and bright. Tonight, temperatures in the upper 20s with highs in the mid to upper 50s for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the Weather Center.
And now, the Sand Hills number one morning show. Mornings with the leader man. Here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. And heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
Do you know what the date is today?
February 7th.
It is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
What? You've got to be joking.
Why would I joke about that?
I'd never joke about this.
It actually is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
We should celebrate.
Do something.
How should we celebrate?
We're totally making fettuccine Alfredo.
Breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions.
Yeah, and then I realized I'm not good at making fettuccine Alfredo.
A happy National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
It's showtime.
Good morning, Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB. Hey, welcome back to the most listened to program in all of the Sand Hills. It's hour two of Mornings with the Leader Man. I am Steve Leader Adams, along with Stephen Woodward this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Leader Man. The big question is, would you walk across broken glass to get to a bowl of fettuccine Alfredo?
No. Only my tennis shoes are on. Don't forget, of course, for being heard and seen around the world on the live audio stream. That's available from our website at talk973.com or talk1041.com or weeb990.com. Upper right-hand corner of every page has an icon that says On the Air, Listen Live. Click that once, you're listening that quick. If not, try that player at the bottom of the page. That's the backup. And hit the play button on that. Also, you can get us on TuneIn, Spotify, everything but iHeartRadio, I think. Because that's probably, they only put the stations up there they own. So anyway, all right. Weather for us today here in the Sand Hills area. It's going to be not too bad a day. Starting out a little chilly, though. Look for sunny skies today. 52 is as high as it will go. Tonight, clear and 27. Tomorrow, more sunshine, warmer temperatures. 58 for a high. Partly cloudy, 39 Thursday night. And then Friday, that will be the best day of the work week. Mostly cloudy with a high of 65. Right now, around the Sand Hills, winds are calm. Pressure 30, 30. Dew point 20. Humidity 64%. It is sunny and 30 degrees currently here at Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. All right, it is 8:33, 33 past the hour on this Wednesday morning. There's something I wanted to get out from last hour, and that is...
We had a jam-packed 30 minutes this morning. Jam-packed.
There it is. Super Bowl Sunday is the second largest eating day of the year, right after Thanksgiving. Each team gets 108 Super Bowl footballs. That might get everybody one.
You mean not for the game, but just as keepsakes?
Souvenirs. The average price of the first Super Bowl ticket was $6, and the game was not a sellout. The average price of this year's game is reportedly $9,800, 70% more expensive than the previous year. 70% more
than last year?
Thanks, Joe.
Wow.
Couldn't have done it without your oil prices there, buddy.
Well, it probably has to do with the fact that the NFL's successful campaign to end racism has made the ticket prices more affordable for everyone.
Yeah, by bumping them 70%.
I think that's what it is.
First two Super Bowls were actually titled AFL-NFL World Championship Game. The Lombardi Trophy, given to each Super Bowl winning franchise, is named after the NFL icon Vince Lombardi. Stands 22 inches tall, weighs 7 pounds. It's crafted of sterling silver by Tiffany & Company and takes approximately 4 months to make at a cost of $50,000.
Wow. Now, there was a football coach.
So I guess they got to make one every year, don't they?
Vince Lombardi, who led the Green Bay Packers on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
And in Super Bowl III, a 32nd spot for a commercial cost $30,000. The cost for the same commercial for this year's Super Bowl will be $7 million.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Is there going to be a Steve Adams for County Commissioner ad during the Super Bowl?
We don't carry the Super Bowl.
No, I mean on TV. It's your opportunity.
Yeah.
At these bargain prices, this is your chance.
Yeah, let me throw one in there. And CBS, they're covering the Super Bowl. They're also covering it, all the pregame activities. And they've already started their telecast. Check it out here.
It's the Super Bowl.
Okay, I knew Napster would screw it up. Get off my screen.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
60 Minutes on CBS. That's the amount of time that Joe Biden has spent working as the president. 60 Minutes.
I can believe it.
It's a nice time.
Here's the pregame show.
It's the Super Bowl 58 pregame show. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes texted his wife on the way to practice. Meanwhile, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy made himself an omelet. And that's your Super Bowl 58 pregame show.
Mike, many more to go.
You know, Brock Purdy is the only starting quarterback in the NFL who makes less than seven figures. He currently is paid somewhere in the neighborhood of $900,000 a year. And that's why he's forced to eat omelets, I believe.
You know, people threaten to move to Canada from the U.S. all the time. There was another one, what's her name, Fat Blonde, stand-up comedian.
Did you say fat?
Yes.
You can't say that.
Heavily weighted.
She's generously proportioned.
I forgot.
She's a stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
And she's moving to Canada?
No, she says she's just moving out of the U.S. if Trump wins.
Well.
You know, I'm looking so forward to Trump winning. I'm going to go out there and sit on the highway and watch all these famous people pull out of here.
Hey, I will gladly charter the one-way jet. for any and all who wish to go.
Yeah. Well, this woman posted a video on why that might not be such a good idea, moving to Canada. She's at Costco and shows a couple packages of chicken drumsticks and how much you think they cost. Check it out.
This is for anyone thinking of moving to Canada. Our food prices are outrageous. Here we have a pack of drumsticks from Costco, $202 for this pack, or $224 for this one. Moral of the story, don't move here.
Wow.
Wow, that's, well, how many drum, but she didn't tell you how many drumsticks there are in there. You know, it's Costco, there's probably like 500 of them or so.
Yeah.
Probably need a forklift to get them out of there.
Well, trips to Disney World have become so complicated and expensive that some families are now paying to take classes just to learn how to navigate the place. There are books you can buy and even a $39 Zoom tutorial to get you the to get the best out of your Disney vacation. Even my cousin-in-law, I guess it's, no, not cousin-in-law, it's my nephew's wife, niece-in-law, I guess that's what it would be. She's a Disney vacation planner.
Okay.
And
somebody's got to go.
Well, they see what you want to do and what's important to you, and then they can put the right ticket with you with an itinerary so that you stand in the least amount of lines, or at least the shortest. I think with the ticket, you get two front of the lines on it.
Do they teach a course in how to properly address a princess who's a guy? A guy dressed like a princess?
Hey,
like
dude, Snow come White? On. Or you just go up to it and look in there and say, you got a mustache on?
I'm surprised as woke as Disney is that Snow White hadn't been banned. I mean, just the way that sounds is awful. Maybe her new name is Snow White Guilt.
Where do you think the fastest growing city in the U.S. is?
Fastest growing city? Nashville.
It's Columbus, Ohio.
Really?
Followed by Austin.
Austin.
San Antonio.
Austin.
And Vegas.
Well, what about Nashville and Charlotte? They got to be up in there.
Well, on a whim, we hit YouTube to see if there was a song about Columbus. And we are more than glad to have found this. It's a guy who sings songs about cities. We'll see if you can enjoy it. Not going to play the whole thing.
Oh, Columbus, Ohio. It's such a wonderful city. It's called Columbus, Ohio.
I think we've heard enough of that already.
Yeah, I mean, is that guy... Is he on America's Got Talent or something? He should be. He's really good. By the way, hasn't Christopher Columbus been degraded as a racist slave owner whose statues have been removed from different places? I don't know.
Who was the meanest bully in an 80s movie? There's a list out, and at number two, they say it's Biff. From Back to the Future trilogy.
Okay.
And number one pick is Johnny Lawrence of the Cobra Kai and Karate Kid.
Joey Lawrence?
Johnny.
Johnny Lawrence.
Okay. Here he is teaching Daniel a lesson. All right, why don't you want to play now? Goodness gracious. So tired of it.
It's the squirrels.
Okay.
You couldn't leave well enough alone. Could you, little twerp? No, you had to push it. Well, now you're gonna pay.
How about a front kick, Johnny? Get him up. Hey, leave him alone, man. He's had enough.
Shut up, Mommy.
Johnny, leave him alone, man. He's had enough.
Hold aside when he's had enough, man.
What is wrong with you, Johnny?
The enemy deserves no mercy.
Wow, are you sure that wasn't a Pinehurst Village Council meeting?
Might have been. Let's see. I can't remember what I was going to say. Never mind.
That's okay. You're still much sharper than the current president of the United States. So don't worry about it. Don't worry.
Garth Brooks turned 62 today.
Who? Garth?
Garth. Here's a quick statement he put out after receiving a bunch of birthday messages.
What I loved most about the birthday message is everybody kept repeating the message of love one another.
Yeah.
That was really, really cool. You know what that means. Greatest gift I could have on that day. Everybody's getting along. Everybody love one another. Remember, if you're going to talk, also listen.
Okay. We'll count on you doing that.
Absolutely.
Let's see here. No, don't want that.
By the way, I have to make an admission. I forgot to do something very important yesterday on the air. I forgot to acknowledge that it was February 6th and it was Ronald Reagan's birthday.
Hmm.
He was born on February 6th, 1911.
Did they have the dinner last night?
No, the dinner has come and gone. It was in the fall, I believe.
Well, pretty far away from his birthday, don't you think?
It was a little out of whack with that, yeah, it was. But he was born on the 6th of February, 2011, and passed away in 2004. So he's been gone 20 years. It's hard to believe.
Mm. Well, here's some random facts for you today. Only 8.4% of Americans don't wear seatbelts. But roughly 50% of those killed in car crashes were not buckled in. Less than 1% of people in China are left-handed. At least that's how many people admit it. It's considered a biological flaw in China if you're left-handed, so people won't admit it. And they train themselves to do things with the right hand.
You mean like salute their dear leader? Xi Jinping.
Ping!
A lot of them are heavy-handed, though.
Yeah. That's a
little-known fact.
There's a secret room hidden behind Lincoln's head on Mount Rushmore to store important documents. It also has the scale of the actual monument back there that they use. They literally have a string that goes up and over the monument down to the, say, Lincoln's nose. They want to work on it. Well, they got a model behind there that's the actual monument model. And they'll take it and diagram around the nose, the clay nose. And out front, it's translating onto the big stone monument, what you're drawing in the back. And that's where they know how to chisel.
I have a feeling that the FBI is going to send a team out there to see if Lincoln has got any classified documents stored in his nose.
Mm-hmm.
Never too late to bring charges.
Houston, we have a problem. Incident is not the exact quote. Jack Swigert was communicating from Apollo 13. He actually said, quote, okay, Houston, we've had a problem here. Still an understatement.
Well, yeah, and if he wanted to end up being played by Tom Hanks, he should have, you know, used a more concise warning.
Schindler's List and the Vanilla Ice movie, Cool as Ice, had the same cinematographer, a guy named Janusz Kaminski. He won the Oscar for Best Cinematography twice for Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan.
Wow.
Those two kind of came out pretty close to each other.
Yeah, and what's he done for us lately?
He doesn't have to. You've got too much royalties coming in, I would think. Okay. Come on, Windows, will you once today play radio with me? Let's see here.
Well, you know, you could always try a different platform since Windows is so unreliable and all it does is help Bill Gates, who's a bad guy.
Well, you think after all this time to get the flaws out. I mean, how many times have I got to click on it to say go? You know, sometimes you got to do 7 clicks or something stupid like that. And it just gets to be a real PIA, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, maybe you need a new mouse.
You know, nothing wrong with a mouse, boy. Don't you be talking about my mouse.
Well, we've got squirrels, we got mice, we got everything in here, I tell you. It's like the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Yeah, I missed that show, but they got a lot of zoo shows on and animal vets, and it's, you know, no problem finding wild animals to look at. Only problem is, like the Bronx Zoo, man, they euthanize an animal quickly if there's the slightest thing wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't want to go through life with that, and...
I wish they'd
pull the plug on him.
I wish we had the same reaction to aging politicians in Washington. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. All right. Things we need to know today so we don't sound stupid. Actor Carl Weathers, who died last week, will still make an appearance in FanDuel's Super Bowl commercial this Sunday. Getting geared up for Super Bowl Sunday, FanDuel Canada asked their customers if they thought Travis Kelce would propose to Taylor Swift this Sunday. 70% said yes, 30% said no. Prince William and Prince Harry were the first two that King Charles told about his cancer diagnosis. Everybody's wondering just how bad it is, and they're speculating between prostate cancer and rectal, colon cancer.
Hey, you can't say that. Hey, but I was thinking the same thing because, you know, Harry isn't exactly a big fan of the royal family anymore. For him to jet right over there immediately tells you something.
Yeah, he's going to go over there to protect what little power he may have. The former WWE superstar known as Tyler Rex, R-E-K-S, has gone through transitioning and is planning to return to the wrestling ring as Gabby Tuft.
Oh, Lord. Better get your tickets now. It's going to be a sellout for sure.
Jamie Lee Curtis, she's celebrating 25 years of being sober. Just under 17 million people tuned in the Grammys on Sunday night. That's their biggest audience in 4 years. Yeah, I've always liked to tune in and watch the stars pat themselves on the back. Pat, 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 pat. I did such a good job. Pat, 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 pat.
I'd like to announce that I am celebrating 8 hours of sobriety this morning. So, congratulations.
Well, Jamie Lee Curtis is celebrating 25 years of being sober.
Sober and not very intelligent on top of it.
Sunday, March 10th, that's the day we'll go back to daylight savings time. It's not far. Just about a month. They say that former Patriots coach Bill Belichick actually interviewed twice for the Atlanta Falcons head coaching job and was offered the gig, but ultimately turned it down. We still don't know which cancer King Charles is fighting. We do know it's not prostate cancer, and that it was fortunately caught early. Well, let's hope he get caught early. Bruce Willis' wife, Emma Willis, is going to publish a book on caregiving that will come out next year. Another back away from electric vehicles as Hertz has paused plans to buy 65,000 EV from Polestar.
Wow, what a shock. What a shock. Nobody wants them. They want to rent them. They sure as heck don't want to buy them.
Nikki Haley's presidential campaign is applying for Secret Service protection. Why? You're not going to be there that long. They're not saying why or why now. Burger King is offering one lucky and creative fan $1 million prize for divesting a new Whopper sandwich. Got to submit it through their app and before March 17th, so good luck. And yes, the Vegas Sphere is making money. Since opening in September, it's made over $314 million. There have been expenses, of course, but they're definitely coming out on the plus side. All right, Stephen, today's impossible question.
All right, I'm ready.
Researchers show that you will never get better service on airlines if you do this. Do what?
Researchers show that you will get better
service on airlines if you do this. What might that be?
Be polite?
No, actually something you wear.
Oh, really? Something you wear. Well, I always wear a blazer.
What color?
Blue.
That's not it.
Oh.
Wear red.
Wear red. Well, that was the old gimmick of the White House press corps during the Reagan administration. That Nancy Reagan loved red dresses, so the female reporters would wear red. Well, you know, there is one surefire way to get good service on an airline.
What's that?
Pay for a ticket up front. First class, baby. They'll give you extra peanuts up there.
Well, sometimes you can ask for an upgrade if you kind of last in line and they got a seat or two.
Get there any way you can. Yeah. That's what I say.
According to a USA Today poll, 64% of us call in sick for work right after what?
Calling sick for work right after what? Eating fettuccine Alfredo.
Vacation.
A vacation.
21% of adults will lose credit card at least once this year. You can predict how much money someone makes based on their favorite type of music.
Really?
Doesn't say which type. The average person falls asleep in, 7 minutes. Over 90% of American households will buy a pie every week. 67% of us say we hate going on a picnic.
Really?
Well, yeah, you got the bugs. First, you got to pack all that crap up, carry it over there, unpack all that crap.
Yeah.
Cook or whatever you're going to do, and keep the flies and gnats and everything else off.
That's true. That's exactly right.
And you got to repack it up, haul it all out of
it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm in that 67%.
The average American spends how much a week on lottery tickets?
I'll say $20.
$6.
Six? Well, they're never going to win. You got to spend at least 20.
Experts say that if you want to keep mosquitoes away, do not drink what?
Whiskey.
Pretty close. Beer.
Oh, okay.
According to a recent survey, the most useful thing that students learn while in college is how to do what? And it's not a college course. Might be, but I don't think so.
How to do everything on no sleep.
Laundry.
Laundry?
Yeah.
Well, my daughter didn't learn anything about that in college.
She did her own laundry.
Sorry, honey. Just kidding.
She had to do her own laundry, she learned.
She did some laundry, yeah.
Okay, then she learned.
But her father taught her the civility of finding a reliable local dry cleaner as well.
College students in dry clean clothes?
Well, I mean,
I don't think so.
Well, come on, she went to.
They pick up the least wrinkled off the floor.
Well, I know, but when you're spending exorbitant amounts for a useless education, you might as well look good doing it.
And average length of a marriage is, but the average length of a woman's relationship with her hairstylist is 12 years. So what's the average of a marriage?
Eternity? No, let's see.
Did that do your part?
8 years?
11 and a half years.
Really? That's the average American marriage. Huh.
I mean, you got those that make it all the way and those that don't. And I fall in that latter category. Thank goodness there weren't any kids involved.
In our next episode.
All right, and so it goes for this Wednesday. Have yourself a great, safe day. We'll see you back bright and early tomorrow, 7 to 9, for a Thumping Thursday morning with the Leader Man. Until then, be sure to support all the mom-and-pop businesses you hear on WEEB, because they're the backbone of our economy here. When you give them first crack at your spending dollars, most of it stays here, rolls over, and creates more jobs for all of us. The way it works. So be supportive of your community. And if you'd like to get in on the act, you'll find out how effective talk radio really is. It's the most effective way of advertising there ever was. I got clients to say, there's no way I'd give it up. So give us a call here at WEEB and let us show you the plans we have and how affordable they are for your business. All right, that's it for me, the Leader Man, and Nick the Colt the Dog. We'll all see you this afternoon at the dog park.
When I come back.